All right, guys, we're back with SmokeyShelter.com. Why the fuck do I keep saying that? Oh, my God. All right, guys, we're back with the Smokey Shelter. This is your man, Big Lance, and...
Oh, that was me again.
Oh, my God.
God damn, dude.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Your ongoing mission? To explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life forms and new civilizations. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
We're back in the Smoky Shelter, guys. What's up, Podcast Lance?
Back in the Smoky Shelter again.
It's Big Lance.
What's up, guys? This is Phil. All right, man. Tonight we are talking the 2009 remake of Star Trek, which takes place in a whole fucking different alternate reality because they change everything. Like, time travel changes the entire first 10 movies and all the fucking TV series that everyone grew up watching completely changed because in this one, Spock went back in time and changed everything. So everything fucking changed. Did you know that? That blew my fucking mind.
Did it?
Yeah.
So this movie blew your fucking mind?
That part of it blew my fucking mind.
That's a fucking badass movie, man.
I don't know that I remember that from the first time I watched it.
Really? But this is a badass fucking movie. I love this movie. Star Trek.
Because you remember when him and old Leonard Nimoy got together and he said, "You're not the captain?" He's like, "No, you are." He's like, peculiar. And... he's like, "We're really good friends." And he said, "Your dad was alive. He got to see you get promoted. It was because Nero went back in time.
Nero changed everything.
Well, Spock eventually followed too, but Nero started. He went back in time, and that created an entire different reality. And because of that, James T. Kirk didn't have a dad, so he was real rebellious.
All right, well, you damn sure didn't go with the plot with this one.
No, I'm sorry.
But anyhow.
We didn't go with the plot with fucking Predator either. So. No, we didn't. Okay. I tried.
Fuck no plot, man. That's why I say let's just fucking shoot off the hip with it and wing it.
Man, we plotted Training Day, and that shit was awesome.
I think the last show was pretty good. There might have been some little bumps in it, but...
It's always better in the playback. All right, anyway, go ahead. Give us the plot of this movie.
It takes you back to when Kirk. Well, first it starts off with his dad,
George,
and he was the captain for 12 minutes,
and saved over
800 lives, including his son and his wife. And then the next scene
you didn't even mention who played his dad.
He played his dad.
No, he didn't.
That was the same person.
That was Christopher Hemsworth. That was Thor.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought I was the same guy.
No.
I thought he just trimmed his eyebrows a little bit. No. I swear to God.
No.
I told Therese, "Look, that's the same guy."
No, that's Christopher Hemsworth.
It was. Now I think about it.
I know.
But I don't know how I couldn't figure out that they got the same face. Them two. They almost do. Pretty close.
They have the same name, Christopher.
Right. Well, anyway, and then pretty much the next scene is him as a little boy, and he's riding his stepdad's car, fucking hot rod or whatever. What was it?
It was a badass Corvette.
But it was, huh?
It was a Corvette.
But it was like a fucking futuristic Corvette because it was in the future, I reckon.
No, it was an antique.
It had all kind of fucking gadgets and gadgets. I thought it did. It was talking to him and shit. It had Bluetooth and all that shit.
No, dude. It was an old classic Corvette.
He said, "If you ruin my car,
he had a fucking phone hooked up there.
What, a bag phone?
No, like a smart, like a touchscreen smartphone that was set up right there.
Oh, okay. My bad.
And he was telling him, because it was driving on the ground. The cop that was chasing him was on like a hover bike.
Yeah, that shit was futuristic.
But that's what he said. He said, "That is a classic. If you get one scratch
on
that..."
Yeah, but they had
that
redid it to make
modern. They restored it. But, I mean, it was a classic. It drove. It didn't fly like all the rest of them.
Okay.
Or not fly, but hover.
All right. Anyway, he's just fucking, he's listening to some rock and roll. I can't remember the song, but it's badass. And that's what makes all these movies badass to me, is that old fucking rock.
What was that song?
I don't know, but they put a bunch of cool fucking rock and roll in it, like Guardians of the Galaxy and all them. That's what makes them so cool to me. And this, oh man.
Dude, if you'd watch Doctor Strange, the first song in that movie.
Oh, I listened to the first song.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah, I was singing along with it.
That was when Britney Spears was hot.
Oh, baby.
And it's
baby.
Okay. She was 15, but so was I. So, you know, it's okay.
I love the song that James Franco sings in Spring Breakers of hers, called something like Under My Wing or some shit. Yeah, he sings it, man. Oh, he plays keyboard and all that shit. Yeah, it's just funny. It's a funny scene.
All right, well, finish with your plot. What does he do with the car? We never got to what he did with the car.
He, like, drove it off the Grand Canyon or something, like Thelma and Louise, but he jumped out beforehand.
Is there a problem, officer?
Yeah.
What's your name, boy? James Tiberius Kirk.
Yeah.
And then it goes to him driving one of those hover bikes, and he's going into town to the local bar.
He's not on a hover bike. He's on a,
was it a regular
bike? Regular,
regular,
regular bike.
No,
it's okay. A regular bike.
I made a mistake. You made the first mistake. I made the second.
We're fucking keeping up with this shit. All right.
1-1.
1-1.
Point.
Point. Lance. All right.
This is like golf, bitch. You don't want to get points.
Oh. I got the best points. My points are better than yours.
Whoever's got the most points loses.
I got the least amount.
You got one. I got one.
Okay. Anyway.
That's what we're
going to
start doing, pointing our mistakes out. All right, so he goes into the bar where the whole bunch of trainees and recruits are getting ready to ship out. And some of them are actual soldiers and already.
And who does he meet? A whore.
He does meet a whore.
A whore.
My bad. I forgot to put the there. He did. And she ain't got time of day for him. Where's yours?
I don't know, man. I need a lighter, Philip. I had to find it after this podcast. God damn it. Fucking A, dude. What movies were we on?
Star Trek. He gets in a fight with the dude. He's like,
oh, yeah.
Can you leave her alone? He's like, I think you need to go somewhere, Cupcake.
And then he's like, oh, we got five of us. And he's like, well, you're going to have to go get more people and come back
and see me.
And then he just goes to whooping their ass, and they eventually kick the shit out of him.
Well, I mean, there's five of them.
And then who comes in? Captain Pike. And he's like, hey, man, we can make you captain in 4 years.
Your dad would be proud of you.
No. He said, I'll make you an officer in four years. You'll have your own ship.
In eight. He had his own.
He had his own in three.
And he told him that when he finally showed up, he said,
I'll be captain in three.
He said, officer in 4 years?
No, he said,
I'll be captain in 3 years.
He said, I'll be captain in three.
And he was. He just gave that dude his bike. Nice bike. Yeah, it's yours. Just gave it to him.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure did.
So then he walks through and he's like, at ease, boys. And that's the guys who kicked his ass the night before.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And then they're bringing a doctor, Dr. Bones. And that's how he got his name. I didn't catch that the first time. He's like, my wife took everything. She took the planet from me, the whole entire planet from me. The only thing I got left are my bones. After that, he just called him Bones.
He made this movie funny for me, man.
Yeah, but I think they went a little overboard with the, damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor, not
I'm
a physicist.
Doctor, not a
physicist.
I think they did it just
right. They did it
right.
Way too many times.
No. Damn it,
no.
Jim.
Do you know who the comic relief was in this goddamn movie? Simon Pegg, Scotty. He was the comic relief in this movie.
It was pretty good. But the doctor, man, when he keeps shooting him up full of shit.
She can't do it, Captain. Yeah, the doc. Yeah, he kept shooting him up.
Hands got, and then he throws something like this.
You got numb tongue.
He goes to Pike, and he's not even supposed to be on there, by the way.
Yeah, we're way ahead.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be on the ship. But anyway, he runs to Captain Pike and tells him, this is the same thing that happened to my father.
Same lightning storm that happened.
It's the Romulans.
Yep.
Well.
So we're skipping all the rest of it.
And then
where he was banging the green chick, and then...
Well, you can go back. I mean, he was banging the green chick and the girl that he actually wanted to fuck. But he wants to fuck every girl. Kirk wants to fuck every girl.
You'll fuck that green chick?
Yeah.
Green?
Yeah.
Green?
Yeah.
Green pussy?
Yeah. I'll fuck any alien that looks like that.
What if it was that body?
With a little scale on it?
With like a little bit of scale. And
was it sexy scale though?
Yeah, sexy.
Was it like mermaid scale almost?
Sure.
Yeah, I fuck the shit out of mermaid.
And then it's but then it's got the head of the alien.
Nah.
Just the head, but the body's all female.
Does it got the teeth? No teeth.
You got its mouth tied up like an alligator.
Nah, but I might want some head though.
The little one will come out and give you
head. I want some too. I hold up too. You remember that fucking
Family Guy,
Family Guy episode? He said, "Little mouth wants up too."
He said, "I'm gonna eat you right now.
I'm gonna eat you, my little mouth too.
My little mouth gonna eat you too."
No, the little mouth come out and said, "My little,
I want some too."
I'm going to eat you, my little mouth, too. And then the little one comes
out. I'm going to eat you, my little mouth. Anyway, off the Alien podcast, and let's get on to Predator. Not Predator, Star Trek. What we got going on with Star Trek? All right, so now you skipped ahead, but so we're at the part now where he realizes what's going on because they all the recruits got shit. Oh. We left the part out where he's like, he's taking that test for the third time. He's like, I got that shit figured out. He cheated.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's fair. He manipulated the system.
Oh, yeah.
For an unbeatable test made by Spock.
But the test was there for a reason. Because every captain needs to have fear.
You want to discuss anything about Spock before we move on?
Yeah, I like when he was a kid and he you know, he's going through his little diverse thing going on in his life because he's half human, half Vulcan, and he don't know what side to choose, but he wants to be a politician like his father, ambassador, or whatever.
He wants to save lives, but he don't want to have to. I feel like he don't want to have to choose one path.
He wants to work for the science center, right, in Vulcan or some shit.
Well, he wanted to get on the board, but then they said, well, we see that you applied to Starfleet. And he was like, well, I figured I'd have other options. And they were like, well, you don't need any. You've made it here, even with your disability.
Even with your disability, it's being like, a half human.
I don't understand. Please clarify.
And that's when he said, no, thank you. You're going to turn down us? Or are you? What did he say?
He says, I mean, no disrespect, but I mean, you know, basically, y'all do y'all's thing, I'm going to go do my thing. And he went and joined Starfleet and was a head officer.
Yeah, he was the head officer of Captain Pike. He was the first officer.
He was his first officer.
Right. That was what was handed down to Kirk when Spock was given
made
the
captain.
Because the Romulans did pretty much the same thing. Captain, you got to come aboard and we're going to negotiate, that he did to his father.
Mm-hmm.
Pike went on board and what does he do? He fucking tortures him and trying to get information.
And the whole time I'm
trying to get information on Earth from him because they eventually
want to take Earth out. Yeah.
Because they just took out Vulcan. They just took out Planet Vulcan. Why is it called Planet Vulcan? It's not called Planet the Human Being.
It's just Vulcan.
Yeah, but they're Vulcans. We're not Earthians.
We are. We're Earthlings.
We're Earthlings to an alien. We're not Earthlings to us. We're human beings. What are they to themselves?
They're a more advanced society, though, too.
they've known about this for a long time. So
they've eliminated, eliminated divisions the way we have.
They've known about aliens for a long time. Yeah. So they're no longer whatever they were, Vulcanites or whatever they are. Or
well,
now they're
just
Vulcan.
Probably, there's different.
I mean, if now human beings might not say, I'm a human being, I'm Earthling. That's
or a,
how they,
or a human
that's,
being.
That's how, huh?
Or just a human being. I mean, that's something that defines everybody.
If you meet somebody in a bar and there's aliens in your planet, you say, I'm an Earthling. You don't say, I'm a human being.
Sure you would.
No, you're letting them know. They don't know what a human being is. They know what an Earthling is.
Okay, well, then you're an Earthling. What are we talking about?
I don't know. It's fucking Earthlings and Vulcans. Anyway, they and Romulans.
Yeah.
Because, anyway, we ain't saying why Nero's doing this. Cause
I want to see some Klingons.
Nero's doing this because way years after this, Romulan got taken out by the Federation. Right? No, the supernova actually is what took out Romulan.
But the Federation didn't help.
But the Federation was trying to help, but they didn't get to it in time before it took out.
And they were off planet.
They were trying to throw the red matter into it. Spock, right. Spock was. And that's why he was wanting Spock so bad.
Well, because the black hole that Spock created to kill the supernova also
and what,
sucked in Vulcan and
you know
exploded
what?
Vulcan.
That fucking ship
I'm
bad.
Not Vulcan, Romulan.
That
Romulan.
Fucking, that Romulan ship is
see,
bad.
See, they're called Romulans.
Yeah.
And it's Romulan. Romulan is the planet, and they're called Romulans.
Okay.
We could be called Earthans.
Maybe.
Okay, anyway.
Or Earthanese.
Earthanese.
Or Earthian, yeah, Earthians.
Earthian American.
Yeah.
I'm Earthian American. Okay, anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
That's a badass ship, that Romulan ship, and it wasn't nothing but an old... he said it was an old mining ship in our time.
Well,
look how much badasser it was than the U.S. Enterprise.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They fucking crashed that first one, and it didn't even put a dent in that bitch. Just fucking demolished that bitch. All right. Now, where are we at? All right. Spock beats the shit out of fucking Kirk because he's... Because he goes... No, first, Spock fucking cast him out because he keeps... disobeying him or going against what he's saying.
He does. He casts him out on that ice planet.
And that's where he meets...
Spock Prime.
That's where he meets Leonard Nimoy.
Spock Prime.
Spock Prime.
He's the original Spock.
Spock 2.0 is the new one.
Basically, yeah. 2.0.
What's his name? The new Spock?
The guy who played him?
Yeah.
Zachary Quinto.
Yeah. He was in Heroes. He was
Silas. He got his name off a watch in that show.
Off of a watch?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
He's seen that name, a name brand watch called Silas, and that's cool. He took that name.
Sayonara.
But, you know, we talked about Bones, but Bones was played by Carl Urban. That's the guy who was in the new Judge Dredd movie, or it was just called Dredd.
We didn't even say nothing about Chekhov.
Chekhov.
R.I.P. Chekhov.
Yeah, Chekhov. Anton Yelchin.
He was murdered by a vehicle.
By his own vehicle.
By his own vehicle.
He got it. The vehicle rolled down his driveway and pinned him between the vehicle and his gate. He sat there and died. So, he was in Alpha Dogs. Go back and listen to that episode that we did.
He was in Alpha Dogs. He was funny as fucking Alpha Dog. He was the kid that got stole.
Yeah. And shot.
Okay.
But anyway, where were we with the movie? Then we, from that point.
Then he meets Scotty.
He meets Leonard Nimoy, and then they go. Well, Leonard Nimoy tells him who he is and shows him that flashback shit by touching him. And then they go and they meet Scotty and this little booger thing.
Yeah, the little booger thing's cool.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
It's like he's crying when they leave him. And Scotty...
No, you can't come with me. I can't do
fucking
it.
Leonard Nimoy shows Scotty...
Come to it, Captain.
...some futuristic fucking beaming technology. He shows him a new
he
equation.
He says, it's yours.
It's your equation.
You come up... You just hadn't come up with it yet.
And he never thought of space was moving instead of us moving. So that's how the equation got put together.
So they jump onto the Enterprise in warp speed. Hey, everything's fine for Kirk, but where does Scotty wind up?
In a fucking tube full of water up in pipes, fucking just going through, fitting to go through a little blender thing.
What if he wasn't prepared to hold his breath?
I know.
I mean, what if he
didn't? It's a movie. It was good for the movie.
It was
good. It shoots him out like fucking jizz. And then,
Well, no, it's going to shoot him into something that's chopping shit
up.
Yeah,
I said that.
But he opens the hatch and he falls through.
Yeah. And then that's when Spock beats the shit out of Kirk, because Kirk's trying to make him show his feelings and that this is angering him and needs him to step down so he can become captain.
He's emotionally compromised. That Spock Prime told him that's what you have to. He's like, what do I need to do? Do I just need to kill you? He'd like, I'd prefer not. but, you know, he's like, just make me emotionally compromised. He's like, how do I make you emotionally compromised? And he's like, you know, I just lost my family, my mother, my entire race, my planet. I'm already emotionally compromised. Yeah. So he went in there and he just pushed the issue until Spock started beating the shit out of him. And Spock stepped down.
And
Bones was like, great, now we have no captain or no first officer. And he said, yes, you do. And he sat down. And that's when Sulu.
Yeah. Harold and Kumar.
We ain't talking about Sulu. Yeah. But that's when Sulu says, actually, Captain Pike made him first officer before he left. And he's like, yep. And he sits back. He's like, yep.
Yeah. And then he goes over the intercom and Spock's hearing him and all that shit. Oh, but and then this is when Kirk finds out that Uhura and Spock's fucking. You remember, because they beam into the Romulan ship together.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that they go from there to the Romulan ship,
and they go to save Pike.
Yep.
And
you blanking?
Yeah, that's what I like. Just going all through the plot, just like this, word for word.
Then move on.
I mean, you can take that out, but
right.
But
well, I mean, they
save Pike and where the fuck? What do they do next?
They kill some people. he traps one chick in the sand desert. Remember, she runs through the door, and before she can run back through the transport door or teleporting door or whatever it was, he closed it. No, that's Doctor Strange. My bad. I just put them two together.
And
my
then
bad.
Yoda come in and fucking forced him out.
I put Doctor Strange, and I was on Doctor Strange. My bad. Okay. I don't know. They may have killed some people. You were like, "What movie the fuck movie are you talking about?" Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but all together, that was a pretty badass movie. What happens at the end?
Yeah.
They fucking kill Nero? Or does he make it out of there?
I was pretty drunk by the end of it.
Oh, okay. Did you watch it, the next one, Into the Darkness?
I haven't watched it yet.
Ain't that what
it's I've seen it when it first come out, but I hadn't
Khan,
rewatched it.
Khan, man. Khan is Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, yeah.
And he is a badass as Khan. A bad motherfucker.
You're right. I remember.
I can't wait till we watch the third one.
You've already seen the third one, haven't
you? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's the best one.
Okay, okay. Don't tell
it's
me
the
that
best about. One to me. And it lets you know that Khan's coming back.
Well, shut up.
Why would I
don't
say
even,
that?
I don't
we'll
know.
Take that out. Why would I say that?
I don't know, but you just ruined it for me because I don't know anything.
Oh, you don't remember Khan on part two?
I remember bits and pieces of it. I watched it one time many years ago. When it first come out.
Well, it don't really let you know, but it makes it
not that big a deal. How does this movie end? I mean, what is it besides just Nero dying? I mean, he becomes
Did
fucking
he die?
Captain. He gets his own cap.
We don't know if he died or not.
I don't know if he died or not. I think they set the red matter off, and it imploded their ship, and it may have sent them to another time. I don't know.
They imploded their ship?
I think. I don't remember what. I remember at the end, he got a commendation, he got a medal, and they said he's the new captain of the Enterprise. And Spock said, "You new captain needs a first mate." And he's like, "I'd be honored."
I want to put my shoe in the crack of your door.
And he said, "I'd be honored if you'd stick your shoe up the crack of my ass."
Right, so. Hey, they fall in love, man. Them two.
That's why he said I call you.
They
friend.
Really do. They fall in love, dude. And the third one, they're best fucking friends.
Okay. Goddamn, dude. Seriously.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
It's so good, man. This fucking whole Star Trek trilogy.
Winona Ryder was in
there. Winona Ryder. We never said that. Spock's mother.
Yeah.
Mother. And she dies because Chekhov killed her. And he said, I'm mad at Chekhov.
Back to Star Trek. All right, yeah, we're pretty much done talking about the plot.
Yeah.
Is there any favorite parts you wanted to mention before we get into ratings and reviews that we hadn't already mentioned?
Okay. Well, one of my favorite parts is when it's coming towards the beginning, when it's first coming on after it rolled Star Trek letters.
Yeah.
You know, and then you see him riding in that fucking car, and then, hey, yeah, and he fucking throws the top off of it. It's badass.
I don't think he was expecting that top to fly off, but then he was just like, fuck it. Nah.
I think he was. His dad got on his ass and said, if you put a scratch on it, I'm going to beat your ass. Then he fucking pulled that goddamn top.
But the way he looked at it when it flew off, but then he looked back at the road and was like, yeah. And I don't think he was expecting it just to fly off, but then he was like, fuck it.
Okay. I think he was.
Go big or go home.
I think he was. But anyhow, that part is probably one of my favorite parts. Really, I didn't really like Nero's character. I didn't like him and the actor being Nero. I think they should have put somebody else in there. But that's just my opinion.
Who was that other guy? Nero's partner.
He actually played...
He looks familiar, and I can't...
He's a Mexican. He plays in a movie called 187. And he is one of the gangsters. He's one of the gangsters that... I think he's the gangster at the end. I think he's the gangster at the end of 187 that plays Russian roulette with the teacher.
Yeah, he is. I know you're talking about... what was Nero? Was that guy... It's going to bother me. I really want to know who the fuck he was. Is it Johnny? No.
I don't know. If I see his face, I can know him. But
he was in a movie. I watched not too long ago with LL Cool J. He was in a wheelchair. And it was about these rooms that were killing. Like, there was traps set up, and they were killing people every hour until they got out.
That's cool. What is it called?
I can't fucking remember. I watched it on Netflix not too long ago. But that's who that guy was, and I knew he looked familiar, and I couldn't place him. I could tell you if I could find the guy.
I want to watch that movie. But let me.
Okay. Tyler Perry was in this.
Tyler Perry was in this. I want to clarify. I didn't think he was a bad actor, or that he did not do a good job. He did a good job. I just think that they could have went a different way with that Nero character. You know what I mean? Khan is the Joker to... It's Batman's Joker. You know what I mean?
I know. He was in
Khan's
the
ultimate bad guy.
Right.
He's back in the old ones. Khan! You don't remember that shit? Mm-hmm.
All right, well, give me your rating and review on this movie.
I'm going to give Star Trek an 8.5.
An 8.5. All right, you got any final words you want to say about it as far as your review? I mean, why did you give this movie an 8.5?
I gave it an 8.5 because it's one of my favorite... sci-fi movies, I'd say. I'd say top five sci-fi movies right there. I don't know if you would include like zombie movies and sci-fi movies, but would you?
No, it's horror.
Yeah, okay. All right, well then, yeah, totally top five, you know. I really enjoyed the movie. It brought back, I reckon you could say nostalgia. It brought back a lot of memories because I got into Star Trek with my dad.
My
dad?
Yeah, anyway. I know your dad. I used to watch Star Trek with him too when I was young.
Yeah, man. I remember sitting in the room and that's what we do. Watch MASH and fucking Star Trek.
But
man.
I remember watching Next Generation a lot.
Yeah,
more
we
than
did
than
watch
did.
A lot of Next Generation. because that,
you have the bridge number one.
Yeah, but that's what got me into Star Trek, and I wasn't really big into it back then. I don't know, but there's a lot of movies been put out way before this one. You know what I mean? A lot of Star Trek movies.
I remember watching Generations, which was pretty cool, where William Shatner met Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember
I don't know.
Like, they met in a time-lapse kind of world.
That's cool as fuck.
But, yeah, anyway.
But this one is just way better. I mean, it's a little more modern, you know what I mean?
It's made for a new generation. I mean, it's made to pick up a new audience.
It did.
And that's why I don't mean to interrupt you. If you're done, I'll go into mine. If not, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, that's one of the things I'm going to rave about this movie. I like that they did the same thing. They changed the movie, man. I mean, they changed it for a new generation. I like movies that do that. They go, all right, well, we're going to reboot the movie, but we're going to reboot it in a way that's completely different than the original way. Like but it's still kind of a continuation, too. Because of the fact they kept Spock in it, old Spock, they didn't negate everything that happened by saying the first ones didn't happen. We're just starting
this
from scratch. Yeah,
that didn't just totally remake it.
It's a continuation. It's a soft reboot is what they call it. Because they're continuing the old story, but they're changing
it. It's keeping the fucking old people that love Star Trek interested, but it's bringing on new fucking fans.
They did the same thing with X-Men Days of Futures Past, which I loved.
Me too. I really love the series.
And they did the same thing with Terminator Genesis, which that ain't the greatest movie in the world, but I love the concept of how they did it. They changed it. Because one of the things, and I think I mentioned this, go back and listen to our Terminator Genesis episode, but I mentioned in the episode that I hated the fact that Kyle Reese died in Terminator because I really liked Kyle Reese.
I love
in
Kyle
this
Reese.
One, in this one, they made it a way. Yeah, you remember when you were a kid and you were like, I love that movie, but I hate the ending. I wish the ending was different. I wish that person wouldn't have died.
And they
go back and they change it.
I said this when we did Terminator Genesis, and I'll say it again. I think they did that way too long. The whole fucking, I don't forget his name now. The
Jai Courtney.
No.
Kyle Reese.
No, the John.
Connor. Yeah.
They did that too long. They did it 1, 2, 3. Go away from it. Go to their children or maybe their mother and father. John Connor, go all the way back to John Connor's mother and father. Wouldn't that have been cool?
I agree with you. Okay, but let's get out of that podcast.
Yeah.
We already had that episode. Go check it out at smokingshelter.com.
Oh, God.
So anyway, my rating, I think I'm going to give this movie, I'm going to give it a good solid 8.
Why'd you give it 8?
Because I give my review first, then my rating.
Okay. All right, I got you.
You give your rating first, then your review.
All right.
IMDb gave it an 8 also.
Let's do one word.
Why don't we do some budget versus box office? Hey, it's time to stump Big Lance.
Stump me? Can't be stumped. Got a lot of big actors, man.
Uh-huh. What kind of budget did I have? 2009.
$150 million.
Holy fuck shit, it was $150 million.
Was it?
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding
I
me?
I swear to God, $150
On the
million.
Button.
$150
million. I'm a motherfucking genius. Alright.
What did it gross?
It grossed $400 million. $350.
You overshot that. $257.
Opening weekend, it did.
Hang on. Go ahead and throw your number out.
Opening weekend, it did $65 million. I know my fans, man. I know what they want to see. I know how much they're going to pay for it.
You are getting better. All right. How many rupees in UK did it? I mean, euros.
What?
How many euros did it get? Did it make
UK?
In the UK?
$100 million.
5.9 million.
There ain't that many people there. I should not have went way that big.
It only went on 499 screens. In the USA, it went on 3,800.
Wow.
Americans like their goddamn movies more than other countries do, I think.
They don't get it until way later, though, man.
No, they get it earlier sometimes.
So
Doctor Strange opened in the UK a week before it opened here.
Really?
Yep.
It might have been shot in the UK. There was some crazy theatrical buildings.
Very
and
well
shit.
Could have been. Maybe we should do an episode on that one movie one day.
Fuck you.
All right. So, one word to describe Star Trek.
Enterprise.
Voyage.
Okay. That's nothing to do with this one, but okay.
I would just love the end of it. The end of this one. It's normally it was James T. Kirk talking, but this time it was Spock. These are the logs of the USS Enterprise.
That's right.
Their maiden voyage to seek out and destroy. No, seek out and explore alien life forms. And
they are the police of the of space.
Yeah, but their job is to explore and find new life forms.
They're the feds.
Yeah.
They're the Federation.
All right, so this is your pick. So what actor do I want to go with?
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
All right, I'm closing the book. Winona Ryder.
All right, I'm going to go Stranger Things.
All right, I'm going to go Beetlejuice.
All right, I'm going to go... Fuck, man. You stumped me.
Ah! Alien Resurrection.
Okay.
So
you won again!
I won again! Alright. Man, if y'all enjoyed the show, check us out at Smoky Shelter. Like us on Facebook.
Follow us with us, folks. Twitch.
Stitcher, Pocket Cast, iTunes, give us a big rating.
Rating and
review
iTunes, please. Check us out on Podomatic. Check us out on
Podomatic.
Fucking main site, Podomatic. Like us, follow us.
We're on player.fm now, too, so that's cool. Check us out there if that's where you like to get your podcast.
And always leave us comments on Facebook, man. We'll fucking comment you back immediately, man. We got nothing to do but fucking fuck with y'all.
Check out our Patreon site at patreon.com/thesmokyshelter. You can get a lot of cool stuff for donating just a few bucks, pocket change here and there, to help out the show and allow us to continue doing this free of charge. I think we're pretty much done with this particular movie. Big Lance, you got any last words?
I do. I want to talk about this crazy motherfucker on Facebook, man.
Remember that
motherfucker? Yeah, he messaged and was like, "Hey, guys, like your site." Okay. Well, you should check this out, blah, blah. Hey, check us out here, man. It's www.smokeshelter.com. Tell me what you think. All right. What's your full name? We don't really put our names out there or nothing, guy. Okay. What's your mother's name?
he was
just a fucking freak.
He was like,
man.
"Can I see a picture of you?
Can I see a picture of you?"
It's like, no, dude. Just go check out the episode.
After about 20 minutes of writing this dude, we got a little pissed off with him. We was like, "Look, dude, this ain't no personal life shit. Just fucking check us out on the site.
Listen to the episode.
Let us know what you think, and we'll be glad to comment you back."
He said, "Oh.
Oh, can you call the police, man?"
What? All right, we're done with having
this conversation. And now I just, Philip texted me back, and he said that shit, and I was like, "Do not message him back." Just do not message him back.
I ain't even gonna lie, I went and locked my door, made sure my door was locked after that.
Right?
Because that was a little creepy.
Motherfucker was like, "Scream." He might be watching you.
I know, dude. If he would have texted back, if he'd have sent a message back on Facebook and said, "What is your favorite scary movie?" I'd have shit my pants.
Right. I tell you a good movie we need to do. It's on Netflix.
What?
The don't know what it's called. Hold the host.
No. I don't know. We need to wrap this up, though.
Wrap it up.
Any last words, Big Lance?
I gave a last words.
You gave a conversation.
Well.
So you done?
It was a big last word.
All right, we out. Later.
Peace, bitch. Thank you.